I write to find quiet, to tease ideas and images from the noise and confusion of ordinary living, to clear away distraction. In that quiet, connections can be made. I think of writing as going underwater. Put the phone on silent, close the browser pages, close the door, focus, submerge. I'm swimming and time is fluid. A moment, an hour, two. I won't know until I come up for air. At the end of it, I'll be worn out in the best of ways, leaving some of the tumult on the page, shaking free of it for a moment or an evening. When I picture the act of writing, I picture gaps, divides. As a child, I used to ache and fume at the divide between myself and the adults, their cleverness that was kept from me, their conversations I couldn't enter. Aged 7, when I painstakingly composed poems about witches and monkeys, illustrated them and stapled them together, it was all about showing the adults, writing to close the gap between them and me, writing to get their attention, to create pause. And then the blow of adult life, the compounded realization that there are howling gaps between all of us, that the most elusive thing is to look at another human and know. That unknowability of others is a central theme of my writing. The desire to overcome that hurdle within and through the stories is an endless addictive drive. In the theatre, we come together in the dark. Often we sit next to a stranger. We might smile politely. We probably avoid more than minimum eye contact and keep our elbows to our side of the armrest. And then the lights change. And there's a gap between us and the stage that sometimes, only sometimes, gets slimmer and slimmer as we're drawn closer, closer to the written and conjured events. There's an immersion in which we lose track of ourselves, find our elbows slipping, nudging that stranger beside us. But who's worrying about that now? Because there's a joke being told and we're all smiling at once, every one of us in that dark room. There's a shock or a revelation and we all draw breath simultaneously. And sometimes, when it's really working, our heartbeats synchronise. They find the same music. In the gaps between the actor's words, a rhythmic hush develops. In the stillness between scenes, we watch the dust move under the lights in slow motion. There's a space there and a quiet in which thoughts can circulate. And when the lights go back up and your eyes meet those of the stranger beside you, there's a new softness, a wordless sympathy. I write in pursuit of all this, for the sheer relief of connection when it briefly appears.